This is Messenger Insight, a podcast program brought to you by Oklahoma Baptist and the Baptist Messenger.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Insight Podcast. Really glad to be joined with today's guest, Dr. Matthew Emerson, who serves as Dean of the Hobbs College of Theology and Ministry at Oklahoma Baptist University. Dr. Emerson, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks so much for having me, Brian.
Well, in the last time we were able to talk, you shared your testimony, how God worked in your life and put you into service in His kingdom in the academic world and brought you here to OBU. And today we're going to be talking about an important event that's just a couple days away now that's happening at OBU, the Generation Y Apologetics Conference on March 6th. And I believe this is the second annual time for this conference. I thought you could begin by telling us a little bit about this event and why you think it's important.
Yeah, so this is the second time that we've hosted this conference. This was, I think, probably the last thing that we were able to do at OBU before COVID hit last year. It was March 7th was our first Generation Y event, and shortly thereafter, we were canceling everything because of COVID. And so we're glad to be able to do it again this year. And the conference is designed to help everybody, but especially students, middle school, high school students. We do have some college students attend, help students understand, articulate, and defend their faith in the context of 21st century America. So, you know, we want to help them understand the basics of their faith. We want to help them articulate what they believe and why they believe it, but we also want to help them understand the pressing questions that are coming from our from the culture around us and how to defend the faith in light of those questions. So, you know, this year we have almost 500 registered. That was around how much we had registered last year. And, you know, that includes lots of students, but it also includes parents and youth pastors and pastors of local churches and other ministry leaders. And we hope that the event won't just be helpful to students, but it'll be helpful to everybody who's there, including the parents and pastors who bring those kids. So we're excited to have it on Saturday, and we're excited about the speakers who are here. So definitely glad we can do it, especially in light of what's been going on for the last year with COVID.
Absolutely. And you have an all-star lineup of speakers, and the topics you've picked just are really spot on for what we're dealing with today as a culture regarding the Bible and questions about biblical sexuality, science, faith, contemporary issues, also talking about the church and beauty, and just so many good topics. Stepping back in a bigger picture, why do you think apologetics is so vital for the church and for Christians to be aware of and engaged in?
Sure. You know, apologetics has been important to the church throughout our history. If you go and read early church history, you'll see that there are a group of writers called apologists in the second century, right after the birth of the church, right after the New Testament was completed. Many Christians engaged in apologetics, and the word apologia means to make an argument or to make a defense of, and specifically for us, the defense of the Christian faith. And so you find apologists in the early church who are writing to the emperor saying, listen, this is what we actually believe, not what people are accusing us of believing, right? We're not cannibals in the Lord's Supper, for instance. You have people writing to various dialogue partners saying, listen, if you're a Jewish person, well, this is what Christians actually believe about the Old Testament. This is how it's different from what you believe. And so can I persuade you that my view of the Old Testament is correct? So there's an evangelistic element to apologetics. They did the same thing with Greco-Roman philosophy and religion, saying, listen, this is what you believe in your religion. This is what we believe in practice in Christianity. And again, there's a defense element to that, saying, well, we don't believe this that people are accusing us of believing, but there's also an evangelistic element, saying, well, can I persuade you of the faith? And those two things are always important. They've been important since the birth of the church. They're still important today. And I would just say that in 2021, being able to defend the faith is more important than ever. We live in a society that is increasingly post-Christian. People can not only have questions about the Christian faith, but are more antagonistic toward the Christian faith than ever before. So defending the faith is more important than ever. And also evangelizing is more important than ever. Being a post-Christian society or coming close to that at this point in America means that there are lost people all around us and people who recognize that they're not Christians, which in some sense gives us an opportunity. In many cases, lost people in generations prior to us, maybe because of cultural norms, would have still been sitting in pews next to us in church. But now there's an increasing sense in which people are making choices for what to do with their lives and how to believe and what religion they affiliate with, to say, no, I don't actually affiliate with any religion, or I certainly don't affiliate with Christianity. And I think that presents us, and especially young people, students, with an opportunity to not just defend their faith, but also to make an argument for their faith and say, listen, you should believe this, and here's why. So I think there's a big opportunity right now for apologetics specifically in our cultural moment.
I'm glad you mentioned that. If you go to okbu.edu, you can see the full lineup of speakers for the event and the topics covered. Dr. Emerson, what do you see as some of the key battlefronts that maybe students are facing, students there at OBU and across Oklahoma, these issues that come up and where Christianity has an answer and a truth claim, and we contend for our faith in these difficult areas? What are you seeing?
Right. Well, I would say a major area of contention right now, and I think this is probably obvious, is sexuality. And so here at OBU, we are committed to being biblically rooted, theologically faithful, and practically relevant in everything we do, and that includes affirming what the Bible teaches about sexuality, not just what our culture wants to affirm about sexuality. And that includes marriages between one man and one woman, that God created us male and female. And we have breakout sessions on that topic particularly. That's going to be a topic every year as far as I can tell. I mean, I can't predict the future, but I can't imagine that particular issue going away anytime soon. And so last year we had some sessions on that. We're going to do that again this year. I'll be with different folks leading that. So sexuality is a big issue today. I think that another issue today is truth. So where do we find truth? And how do we know what's true? And you see this in a couple of different ways. You see this in sort of the postmodern relativism, this idea that truth, whatever is truth, is my truth. So it's what I experience, what I articulate, what my community says is truth. So there's this kind of relativizing of truth where it's only true if it's true to me. But on the other hand, and this is really, I think, cropped up in the last 5 years or so, you also have this really troubling divide over who we can trust to give us the truth, especially as it relates to facts and figures and these sorts of things, to the point where nobody agrees about where truth comes from in terms of news sources or in terms of journals and this sort of thing. And that has led to, I think, an increase in conspiracy theories. And so what is truth and where do we find it is a really big deal right now. And we have plenary sessions on that. So we have Mark Lanier, for instance, who is a lawyer and also runs the Lanier Theological Library in Houston. We have him talking about Christianity on trial. And so why should you believe Christianity? That's in large part a question of what is truth and how do we know it's true? I'm going to do a breakout on the canon of Scripture. So how did the Bible come to be the Bible, and how do we know that this one book is the one book that God gives us to tell us what the truth is? And we have other breakouts and plenaries that are going to deal with that kind of conversation as well. So those are the two things I would point out immediately, are sexuality and truth. And we'll try to equip students in both of those areas on Saturday.
That's outstanding. You know, thinking of the Scripture, so many students and young people, strong in their faith, walking with the Lord, may go into maybe a state school or a hostile environment toward Christianity, find out that the Bible didn't fall out of the sky already in black leather, already in English, already assembled, but to know the beautiful story of how God worked, that's going to be really important with the canon. I also noticed one of the speakers will address kind of puzzling passages in the Bible or Bible issues, and just really encouraged by that. For me, C.S. Lewis was an important part of my life and testimony, and just what a hero he was for apologetics and took on so many topics and contemporary issues. Who among apologists have shaped you in your own walk, in your own learning and understanding and faith?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I think that sometimes evidence-based apologetics these days is kind of pushed to the side, but when I was a young Christian, I grew up in a faith tradition that actually questioned the Bible and questioned the exclusivity of Christ. And I was, you know, I talked about this in the first podcast episode we did, and I'll just say it briefly again. Whether it was by the Holy Spirit or some teacher who taught me that, I don't remember, and really it's ultimately still by the Holy Spirit, despite the kinds of things I was hearing in my church growing up about the lack of truthfulness of Scripture and the fact that Jesus isn't the only way to the Father, the Spirit actually convicted me of the opposite of those things, that the Bible is completely 100% true. And I didn't have this term in my mind because I wasn't taught it growing up, but it is inerrant, it's without error, and that Jesus is the only way to the Father. And so I was reared in a church situation in which my faith was tested inside the church. And, you know, somebody like Josh McDowell really helped me in that regard, to have evidence to articulate against the kinds of opposition to classical Christian positions like the truthfulness of Scripture and the exclusivity of Christ. So I was helped early on by evidence-based apologetics. You know, today I don't know that we have sort of one person that I would point to today. I think apologetics is in some sense making a little bit of a comeback, and so it's hard to point to just one person right now. But I think that people who are willing to make clear, well-articulated, and biblically-based arguments about these kinds of cultural issues are the people who I look to as examples. And so I don't have anybody in particular in mind as I say that, but I think you can look around and see people who are just saying, you know what? I know this isn't a popular opinion right now, but this is what the Bible says about this. We love people who disagree with us, but we want to stand with the Bible, and this is why. I still appreciate that kind of approach because of how I was raised and because of the situation that I see students in today. And I hope, really, that this kind of conference that we're having produces students and graduates who can do that, so that we can point not to one person, but to really the body of Christ, to be the apologist for the faith. That's our hope, I think, with this conference, is to be able to equip students so that they can be the apologist in their own community. And of course, we want to learn from others, but we want to equip the whole body of Christ here. So that's my aim.
Well said. And I love how that was edifying to you, and God used that in your life to put you on this course, and now where you're serving at OBU. And I thought we could take a little bit of time here and talk about other goings-on at OBU, either some programs or events or developments that you think Oklahoma Baptists would want to for sure know about.
Yeah, well, I would just again reiterate what I said a minute ago, that that the Hobbs College of Theology and Ministry in particular, although I think this is true for all of our areas, but for us who teach the Bible and theology, we want to make sure that our churches know that in everything that we say and do, we want to be biblically rooted. So everything that we say and do is going to be from Scripture. We want to be theologically faithful. That is, we want to be orthodox, if I can use a kind of a big word there, in our doctrine. So we're Christians. We believe what Christians have believed throughout space and time. We're Protestants, so we believe in justification by faith alone. We're evangelical. We believe that the Bible is our supreme authority over all things, that the cross is central to our faith, that people need to be converted in a real and personal way, and we believe that the church is called to minister to the community around us. And that, so we're evangelicals, but we're also Southern Baptists. So the Baptist Faith and Message 2000 is our confession of faith. So we affirm that wholeheartedly and enthusiastically. So we're biblically rooted, theologically faithful, and we want to be practically relevant in everything we say and do. So if you want to come study ministry or Bible or theology or philosophy or apologetics or missions here, it doesn't matter what class you're in. We want that to matter for ministry, and we'll show you how. So that's what we're about at the Hobbs College. I think broadly at OBU, Dr. Thomas's vision is that from that place of our identity, we will show every student who attends this university that Jesus is Lord of all of life, not just of our church life, our private spiritual life, but all of life. And so in any discipline here, doesn't matter what discipline it is, we want to show students how Jesus is Lord over that area, whatever that area is. And that includes our commitment to integrating faith with all areas of knowledge. That includes showing people how they can use their degrees to go overseas and share the gospel with people who've never heard it before. That includes being academically excellent, because pursuing excellence is a way to glorify God. In academics. So, you know, we want to show our students, whether they're ministry students or not, that Jesus is Lord of all of life and how that matters for their discipline. So those are kind of some vision directions, I guess you want to say it that way, both in terms of Hobbs College and then in terms of OBU broadly. We do have an exciting week coming ahead in, 3 weeks. Dr. Thomas will finally have his inauguration week. That was supposed to be last year, around this time, I believe. He was inaugurated, or maybe in August. He was installed as president in January of 2020, and then, of course, COVID hit. And so we haven't been able to actually inaugurate him formally in chapel and with events and stuff like that. So we're gonna have a parade on Saturday. We're going to have food trucks here. We're going to have a special chapel service. There's all kinds of stuff going on during inauguration week, and that starts on Monday the 22nd and continues through Saturday, what is that, the 27th, I think. So that's exciting. And then we're just excited that we're continuing to be able to have students here on campus. We have a really low COVID positivity rate. We're testing students, faculty, staff all the time, not because we want to be a burden, but so that we can keep our community safe. And we have a really low positivity result, and we are still in person having classes. Students are having activities, and at the moment, with all that's happened in the last year, that's honestly probably the most exciting thing that I can think of about OBU, that we're just here and we're together. After having to cancel spring semester 2020 midway through, and then sitting through the summer and going, are we going to be back? We've had both fall semester and now spring semester, and that's just exciting, because this is why we're here. We're not here to be content delivery drivers. We're here to actually be with the students. And so just to be able to continue to be around them in light of everything that's happened over the last year, not just COVID, but all the weather and stuff like that, that's just really exciting. So we're excited about that too. And having the conference on Saturday, obviously, in light of that is exciting as well.
That's a great, encouraging update all around. Well, Dr. Matthew Emerson, thank you for taking time on the podcast. We'll be following this conference in the Baptist Messenger and look to hear other updates, and very excited about President Heath Thomas's leadership and your leadership there at the Hobbs College. And we just pray God's blessings on OBU and all of y'all.
Thanks very much, Brian. I appreciate you having me on.
Thanks again for taking time. Go to okbu.edu to find out more. God bless.
This Messenger Insight has been brought to you by the Cooperative Program and Oklahoma Baptists. To subscribe, find us on Spotify, the iTunes Store, or your preferred podcast platform. Visit us at baptistmessenger.com today. Oklahoma Baptists, advancing the gospel together.